everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Well, cattle producers, since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Trade volume remained light to moderate across livestock futures today as gains quickly moved back into the complex. This created a shift from the early trade direction, which pushed markets lower on fundamental market weakness in the cattle complex. Traders, though, in the hog complex moved away from the narrow pressure based on firming cash hog support with gains that developed in the nearby contracts. Corn prices, meanwhile, were lower in light trade today. July corn futures about a cent lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 76 points higher. NASDAQ up by 45 points. In light cattle, moderate to strong buyer support quickly moved back into the cattle complex, with front month June futures posting firm triple-digit gains. The significant adjustment in the livestock markets had little to do with the market fundamentals, which still remain weak due to a lower cash market and mixed beef values, but lacked the overall market activity before the long holiday weekend. In feeder cattle, despite firm selling pressure early in the session, strong triple-digit gains quickly moved into the feeder cattle market, changing the course of the market direction by midday. August futures moved above $150 per hundredweight, with prices seeing more than $1.50 per hundredweight gains. And grain futures posted modest gains as the overnight session wound down, as trading started to thin ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. Corn prices, meanwhile, were a little higher, getting a little follow-through buying from Wednesday's reversal higher that took July solidly above its 50-day moving average. News about demand will provide a little diversion as the trade waits for USDA's first rating of the crop on Tuesday. And soybeans tried to edge higher today after rejecting a break to new lows yesterday. Ideas that growers could be forced to switch some corn areas to soybeans weigh on prospects for an already big crop. And wheat prices posted modest gains this morning. Concerns, though, about wet weather in Canada had Minneapolis again leading the way. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.